kind of shaped like this.
Casket.
All right.
And coffin.
What's the difference between those two words? Is there any?
I don't know if there's any, except I used to think that the casket is more expensive than the coffin, more well finished.
You know? I see. But if you're talking about one of those old homemade ones, that you'd call that a coffin, I suppose. And at the ceremony that they have out at the
grave,
yeah, it's called the
graveside ceremony.
Yeah, and then but when the minister speaks, and part of the whole thing, you know, the cars line up and everything, that's called a
funeral.
All right, and it, and the family of the deceased, they're wearing black, and you might say they're in
mourning.
Now, did you ever have an expression to describe the behavior of women who were, you might say they're in mourning, but let's say that they just were overcome with emotion. And you'd say they're really...
That's grief.
Yeah. I just wonder if you ever heard of anything like taking on or...
Well, I have heard the expression, I think. Taking on.
Meaning?
Meaning they're very much in grief.
Okay. And if someone says, how are you? You know, on an ordinary day. Someone says, how are you? And you say, oh, I'm...
Very well.
Okay. And if you want, you didn't want to... You know, it wasn't, you didn't feel all that well. You'd say, oh, I'm...
Pretty well, or very well.
Okay. And if someone's worried about something, or troubled about something, you might say, everything will be all right. Everything's going to be okay now, just...
Relax.
Don't...
Just take it easy.
Sure, don't...
Don't worry.
Yeah. And then you have pains in the joints. Say you're suffering from...
The rheumatism or something else would be... There's several diseases that affect that. It's the... I'm going to see the most common... One now they have it's in the joint, but sometimes I have trouble finding the word I want to use or thinking of it. Arthritis.
Yeah. Now, are those two different things, rheumatism and arthritis?
They're a little different. They're a little kin, I think. That's what I understand. They're all a little kin, but it'd be called different because they're... One's more extreme than the other.
Which is more extreme?
I think arthritis is worse.
Okay. And then if a person, this is a disease that was very, in your parents' time, more so than in yours probably, but it used to, children would get a get this and it would hit them in the throat and they'd
diphtheria.
You know.
That was awful.
Yeah. And then another disease that caused the yellowing of the skin. Yellowing is sometimes of the whites of the eyes and of the...
I don't know, it'd be jaundice.
Yeah. And then you get a pain down in your right side, you might be getting an attack of...
Panositis.
And a person can't keep food down, you say he...
Vomits.
Now that's a... Is that a neutral term? Would that be a...
Well, I... People would say puke.
Okay. So that would be crude, though, wouldn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. That, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And if a person felt that, would you say he is sick?
With his stomach.
All right. And someone had some news. And he'd say he heard that news, and he, as soon as he heard it, he came over.
When?
To you the news. Say, why did he come over? You say, why he came over.